Hey guys, it's Tim from Capes and Scowls, and we are debuting something old. If you don't know what I'm talking about, if you're an old school Capes and Scowls follower, you would know we would occasionally talk about the previews, so you knew what to order and what you needed to know about 2 months, 3 months in advance, so you could plan and budget your comic buying accordingly, so you didn't miss out on the brand new hot thing. I'm bringing it back, and we're going to call it Previews. Previews. Brilliant. And we're going to do this every month, as long as I don't suck at this. It's going to be a two-part thing. The first one will be our DC and Marvel books combined, and then the part two will feature everything else. I will do my best to pick what I feel is important, what I think sounds cool, what I think is a good jumping on point for different books. When I know there's a good artist, a good writer, I will bring that up, I will point that out to you. I'll try to do it in a way to mention new things. I'm also a big fan of digging through the back of the previews and finding some weird indie book, and I want to be the one guy that orders it. That's me. So before we get started, this episode has a sponsor. And our sponsor is the brand new hit podcast, Life As We Know It. Life As We Know It is a new podcast. It's kind of going through its beginning transitional phase. We've all been there as a podcast. I like what they're doing. We'll see how it turns out. But that is a fun podcast that is hosted by Vanessa and Emily. So make sure you check that out and see if it's for you. See if you like it. But check it out, people. Support all the podcasts. All of them. There's not too many, right? You can listen to them all. But yes, these Marvel DC things are in fact brought to you by Life As We Know It. So check them out. They know life. They know the sweet podcast life is what they want to know, so help them out. All right, so this is the preview picks for June 2019. They are the books that will be released in August 2019. We're going to start with DC first, and then we'll do Marvel. So DC, the first thing I got up, their cover promotion, they are promoting Batman Superman, a new joint title. And it's by Joshua Williamson and David Marquez. Oh, by the way, I didn't mention this off the top. I'm going to butcher so many names. It's going to be sweet. But those I got. It follows the Batman Who Laughs miniseries. It is monthly. The first arc is going to focus on the pair in Gotham, where a hero has been turned into a horseman of the Batman Who Laughs. That could be awesome. Let me know how you guys feel about the Batman Who Laughs. I'm on the fence. I think he's a cool character. I don't want him just to be like this weird Hellraiser version of Batman. I want him to have some depth. So we'll see what happens. Could be the greatest thing ever. Next up, I want to talk about there is a Batman 232 facsimile edition. You've seen Marvel pumping these things out like crazy. Why not, DC? Why not? This is the first appearance of Ra's al Ghul, and it will feature the original ads. It will have the original page count. It'll be like picking up that issue off the rack. It's pretty nice when they do these. There's another one coming out as well from DC, and that is House of Secrets 92. That is the first appearance of Swamp Thing. Now, if you're one of these people that's like, hey, I don't need a facsimile, I want the real deal, that's all well and good, but these books don't just walk in every day. Batman 232 and House of Secrets 92, they're just tough books. They're getting tougher every day. They're starting to fall into the people who want them, and they're going to hold on to them forever. And you're going to have to wait for them to have to pay a bill to get these books out of their collection. Next up, we got Wildcats number 1 by Warren Ellis and Ramon Villalobos. This is following the events of Wildstorm. And my big, right off the bat, my question is, can Warren Ellis write an ongoing anymore? He did okay with Wildstorm. He absolutely did. But it wasn't that long ago that Trees didn't come out quite regularly, and other books didn't come out so regularly, and I just want my great Warren Ellis writing on a monthly thing, or I just want him to write the whole thing and then release it, or do a miniseries and be done with it. But then again, look at Doomsday Clock, so I guess I can't really wish for that. Now, I did not read Wildstorm. I read actually a little bit of the spinoff book, the Michael Cray one. I loved it. I know good friend of the podcast, Ryan Young, read Wildstorm, and he loved it. Loved it. And I agree with him on most things. It's really just the X-Men we don't agree on. Absolutely. Check this out. At least an issue or two. See if it's for you. Warren Ellis is such a great writer. When he's on point, he's like a Millar. When he's on point, he's fantastic. He doesn't rarely send you the wrong way. He doesn't lead you the wrong way. And, you know, if you enjoy his style of writing, because he's got a pretty unique style of writing, if you're enjoying it, he's got you. It'll be fine. This book, as I said, kind of is spinning out of Wildstorm. I don't feel that you need to have read Wildstorm to pick up this issue, to pick up this book, although you would probably benefit from reading the trades beforehand. I know there's a lot of characters. Some are new, some are tweaked. You probably want to know what's going on with them. A basic synopsis of the plot, it is the government experimenting on innocent people, and that's kind of like a classic trope that's been done to death, but in the hands of Warren Ellis, I doubt it will be. I think it'll be great. I'm not as familiar with Ramon Villalobos. I feel confident if I say his name like that. I'm not familiar with what else he's worked on. I'm sure he's great. The art did look good. It's not far off from what John Davis Hunt did on Wildstorm, so I think you guys will enjoy it. So you might want to check out Wildcats. They're heroes, not zeros. And next up from DC, we have Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Number 100 by Kevin Bricklin and David Alvarez. Here's what I love about this book. Besides the fact that it's a younger audience book that appeals to adults, it really appeals to everybody. But here you have a milestone issue for this book. It's been going for a very long time. It is just a regular issue. It's a regular story. It's just any other issue, and it's just $2.99, like all the other issues. So good on you, DC, keeping Scooby nice and cheap and just letting us enjoy him. Just letting us enjoy wherever he may be. Scooby, where are you? And last from DC, we've got Heroes in Crisis, just wrapped up, and the hardcover will be out in August. If you're not familiar with the story, it's Tom King writing about superheroes with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. It is a unique story. It doesn't do what you think it's going to do, and I love everything about it. It ended well, if you want my opinion. It was a 9-issue story. The hardcover will be $29.99. Again, Tom King wrote it, Clay Mann did the art, and there was a couple other artists that chimed in on different parts of the book. All right, and we're about to kick off what's new with Marvel, but before we do, I have to tell you about another sponsor. Because I like us having sponsors. It's a lot of fun. People saying, hey, we'll sponsor you. Just tell everybody how cool we are. Dear Forbidden. You may have heard their music on some of our YouTube videos. They are a fantastic band. They're going to have some new music soon. So you might want to catch up on that their discography. All right? Get in there. Get in there. Get your finger on that Dear Forbidden pulse. All right? Tell them the Scal sent you. You'll win nothing. But just do it anyways. Makes me feel good. All right, so Marvel's cover of their Marvel previews is Absolute Carnage by Donny Cates and Ryan Stegman. That is the team that worked on the most recent Venom series. I think Donny Cates is the next big thing. I will say it until I'm blue in the face. I was right about Tom King. I have a feeling I'm right about Donny Cates. We will see. But this is a Carnage storyline. Here's my issue. There are too many tie-ins. There are so many tie-ins to this book. If they're important in any little bit of way, it's too much. You have Absolute Carnage versus Deadpool, Absolute Carnage Lethal Protectors, Absolute Carnage Miles Morales, Absolute Carnage Scream, Absolute Carnage Separation Anxiety, plus the issues from the regular Venom issues are going to tie in from issue 17 to 19. It used to be when a big event happened, they might put the banner at the top to say, hey, here's just as like a window, so you know this is what was going on at the time. If it remotely gets brought up, you know this is the time frame if you don't read that storyline. Now I feel like you have to read all these other books, and it's not fun. It's really not fun on your wallet, not with $4.99 and $5.99 issues, Marvel. So you knock that off. I wag my finger at you. I don't know a lot about this Carnage storyline. I know the Venom storyline's been pretty popular, people have been digging it, and I did read some of the more recent Carnage miniseries stuff that happened, where he was beating up on Man-Wolf and Misty Knight. That was a really fun story. If you can catch that, I think that's a good one to read before this. That was Web of Carnage, which I think had 1,000 different tie-ins as well. But the one with Manwolf, that's the one you want. My opinion is, if you want to read this, read the main storyline, The Main Absolute Carnage by Donnie Cates. That's the one you want. If you love Carnage beyond all belief, if you just need that Carnage in your veins, then read everything else. Otherwise, you can probably skip it. Next up, we have House of X. 2 and 3 of 6 come out during August. This is Jonathan Hickman's return to Marvel, and it has Pepe Larraz on art. This is super important for X fans. I feel like the X fans are kind of at a crossroads. Not that you, I mean, you can argue. Maybe you don't like what Rosenberg did. Maybe you love what Rosenberg did, because he's the one who did this most recent arc right before it. Maybe you didn't care what Brisson thought, what Thompson thought. Maybe you didn't like what everybody was doing before this, the 17 other number ones that came out. I think X fans, more than any other Marvel franchise, I think they are sick and tired of these reboots. And this looks like a huge reboot. Now, at the same time, Hickman has returned to Marvel. He has not been there in a while. He ended his tenure after Secret Wars. Hickman is a fantastic writer, but he is a unique writer. He plays the long game. I'm surprised this is only 6 issues. It's probably going to go beyond that in some form, as far as, what, let's say it's X-Men number one that happens again. Then the next 50 issues of it are going to all just be this big continuous story. That is how Hickman writes. Long game, but he will have this great turn and you will love it. He writes East of West. It is one of my favorite books, period. If you are an X fan, I think you need to check this out. You should have already ordered issue 1. If not, try to get on that. And I would order all of this if you're an X fan, because this is going to shape your universe. You need to know what's going on. And Hickman is great. I am not an X fan. I am far from an X-Men fan. And I am telling you, you should read this. Will someone like me read it who doesn't give 2 shits about the X-Men? Maybe. I don't think it's required for me. I think it is required for a lot of Marvel's readers. It could be super important going forward. Now that the X-Men are part of their movie universe, if you're one of the Marvel movie buffs, get in on this. It could be relevant. Next from Marvel, we have Marvel Comics 1000, which is a celebration of Marvel Comics, and it features a slew of creators, writers, and artists. Literally, like, 50 people worked on this book, if not more. And I don't know what to think of the book, but I did want to mention it because there's a very funny debacle that happened with one of the variant covers. It is essentially artwork over the years, just kind of collaged over this variant cover. And a DC character made it on there, so that's a lot of fun. Basically, it features a gay kiss, 2 males having a kiss, but they're not Marvel characters. It is Alan Scott from Earth 2, I believe it is, from DC's universe, the original Green Lantern, who in that universe is a gay man. It's him and his fiance, I want to say it was at the time. And it's just them as themselves. They're not in any costumes or anything. And they were added to this. And it's like, on one hand, it's like, that's awesome. That's very progressive. You're putting that on the cover. I applaud you. But on the other hand, what the hell, man? That's a DC character. What the hell are you doing? It's really funny. It's really silly to see what has gone on with this. You can find the artist for that DC kiss asking for a check from Marvel, which was a lot of fun. It's the advantages if you can stomach Twitter, there's some funny stuff out there to check out. Perhaps you've noticed in your Marvel comics there's been an ad featuring just names of creators, new creative teams, new pairings, and that is going to start being relevant here. There are many new number ones or new creative teams added to books, including Power Pack, Gwenpool, Future Foundation, Agents of Atlas, Marvel Monsters, and a billion more. You're going to see that revealed over the course of the next couple months. I'm still waiting to see who Brad Meltzer's writing. I wanted to be Moon Knight because I'm selfish, but it can be anything, and I'm going to read it. And in the gimmick department here at Marvel, we have Amazing Spider-Man Venom 3D number 1, which is polybagged with 3D glasses. It's a reprint of Amazing Spider-Man number 300, the first appearance of Venom. And these books have been coming out for a little bit. They're fine. They're fun. They're silly. They come with glasses. If you love this book, as I know many people do, many people collect this and like the 298, the 299. I'm sure people are going to buy that Spawn variant cover that's coming out that looks like this cover. There's a million homages and parodies of this cover. I know you love it. This is a 3D version of it. You should get on it. Otherwise, there's probably a True Believers reprint you should be reading instead. It's probably easier to read. Another thing going on at Marvel is Acts of Evil. This is essentially villain swapping event. You're going to have heroes fighting villains they normally don't interact with, or maybe perhaps have never interacted with. I believe this is going to continue into the next couple months as well. To give you some examples, they're all in annuals, which is funny, because some of these books aren't currently going, but they're getting an annual. So it's weird. We have Deadpool Annual 1, where Deadpool will fight Nightmare, which is a predominant Doctor Strange and Ghost Rider villain. She-Hulk Annual 1, she will square off against Bullseye, of course a Daredevil villain. In September has Moon Knight, which you know I was looking, Annual Number 1, he fights Kang. How does that happen? Why does that happen? And I can't wait for it to happen. And finally, from Marvel and the end of this episode, people, we have Timely's Greatest, The Golden Age Human Torch by Carl Burgess. Omnibus hardcover. That is a mouthful. I mention it because sometimes people gloss over the hardcovers in the trades. This is one of the coolest things you can buy if you're into the history of comics, whether it's Marvel, DC, or whatever. This is fantastic. This is going to be very early Marvel stuff, the Timely stuff, the Human Torch and the Submariner kind of stuff. That's the good news. That's the good news. The page count is enormous. This is a $150 hardcover. This is clearly not for everybody based off price tag alone. But it is one of the coolest things you can buy if you love the Human Torch, if you love early Marvel, if you're interested in early Marvel. You can basically get the whole early bit of it in a shot and read it in chronological order. So it's very cool. Not a lot of people will probably order it for that reason. I think it's worth being aware of. It makes a great gift. You know, maybe you don't buy it now. Maybe you order it and give it to somebody for Christmas. I mean, this thing is really cool. All right, that's it. Thank you, everybody, for checking us out. I hope this makes choosing what to order from your comic book store easier. The sooner you tell them, the less likely they will sell out or not have enough copies for you. Doing your previews is the best thing you can do as a comic book fan to help support your local comic book store. They don't overorder, they don't underorder, and they give you what you want. Thanks again to our sponsors, Life as We Know It, brand new podcast featuring Vanessa and Emily. Get on that. Will you listen to it already? You jokers, get on it. You love it. And also, Dear Forbidden. Some nice rock and roll. Feels a little alternative, and then it feels its own animal at other times. So get on that as well. They're on Spotify. Check them out. And, hey, I'll see you back for part 2.